Lesson 3A, Exercises 8 and 9. 1.
So what do you consider to be social taboos?
Well, when you want to cough or sneeze, you should turn your head away and cover your mouth. Nobody wants to share your germs. And if you have a cold, take out a handkerchief, stand to one side and blow your nose. I know that sniffing is acceptable in some cultures, but if you're planning to come to Britain, you might annoy people if you constantly sniff.
2.
Anyway, so how did the school exchange trip to Madrid go?
Fantastic. We had a great time.
What was your host family like?
They looked after me really well, and they were very friendly. In fact, at first, I thought they were too friendly.
What do you mean?
Well, when they met me at the airport, they all gave me a hug and a kiss on both cheeks. I just stood there blushing.
You'd never see British people doing that with people they don't know.
I know. They also gesture a lot more. The girl I stayed with, Marta, was always shrugging her shoulders or moving her arms around. She spoke with her hands. If she comes to stay with me and my family next month, she'll have the opposite first impression to mine. She'll think we're cold and reserved.
3.
Now we're going to look at how to behave in an interview. Obviously, you're going to be nervous, but you really have to make an effort to control your body language. It goes without saying that if you bite your fingernails, you won't make a very good impression. However, there are other types of body language that it is best to avoid too. If you fold your arms, you could look defensive and tense. But on the other hand, don't stretch your legs out in front of you either, as you will appear too relaxed. You need to find a balance. Sit with your feet flat on the ground and your arms resting on the chair with your hands together in front of you.
4.
Cut!
What's wrong?
It's the expression on your face. It's not right.
How do you mean?
Your character is supposed to look confused.
Well, I'm trying to transmit the idea by scratching my head while I'm looking at the menu. And then I'll ask about one of the dishes. You know, excuse me, what exactly is in the beef stroganoff?
I know what it says in the script, Mark, but I don't want you to play it like that. I want you to be less obvious. When you scratched your head, it looked like you had a terrible itch. Just raise your eyebrows and put your head to one side and look up at the waitress.
But if I do the scene like that, the audience won't realize that I've got a problem with the menu.
That's the point, Mark. That's the point. We don't want it to be obvious at first. You're supposed to be a man who is not very good at expressing his feelings.
Okay, okay. Whatever you say.
Exactly. Whatever the director says. Okay, everybody. Positions, please. And 3, 2, 1, action.